There are 26 large wildfires burning across the West. Three lightning-caused fires are not being fought so that dangerously overgrown forests might be cleaned out. One community in southwestern Colorado is not happy with the let-it-burn decision. It had more than its fill of fire last year. Eric Whitney of member station KSUT reports.
Most summers, business owners on the shore of Vallecito Lake in the San Juan Mountains love it when people drop into the Chamber of Commerce building. They're ready with maps to the marina, riding stables, and rustic waterfront cabins. But this year, there's a big red banner out front that says fire information. And inside the Chamber of Commerce, uniformed Forest Service officers are giving updates on the 1,800-acre fire burning just north of the lake.
Be very careful driving up the road. There'll be a lot of vehicles coming down the hill.
The Forest Service's Pam Wilson explains that the agency isn't trying to put the fire out because it started naturally and stands to benefit forest health.
It's a good opportunity to get rid of some very heavy fuels in the area. And while it's very hard right now with all this smoke in the air for people to understand why it is beneficial to burn that out, ultimately it will help protect the community from future fires.
Chamber of Commerce President Bert Wilson says he understands the argument, but he and many other business owners still think the fire should be put out immediately.
They explained to us that they weigh the ecology and they weigh the economy and all of those things in making this decision, and they definitely, in this particular case, as in a lot of cases that they do, the ecology way outweighed the economy.
The economy around Vallecito Lake is almost entirely reliant on summer tourism, which never got off the ground last year due to the disastrous Missionary Ridge Fire, which scorched 71,000 acres in the area, including the lake's perimeter. Over the lake, helicopters dip down to fill buckets with water to dump on the side of the fire nearest the resort. This is evidence, land managers say, that they're listening to local concerns, as required by the federal policy governing these types of fires. That policy says local land managers have to choose carefully the areas they allow to burn and have to keep a close eye on them once they start. And if fires like this one start to get out of hand, fire managers have to call in all the resources they can muster from across the country to bring them back under control.
It's a lot easier from the management standpoint to go put it out.
Dick Barr is the national coordinator for these so-called wildland fire use fires. He says that the public has slowly come to understand that such fires can be good for forests, but that it's still risky for a local forest supervisor to allow fire to play its natural role. That's because allowing a fire to burn invites second-guessing, whereas putting fires out makes one a hero.
And the big thing is, amongst the federal agencies, we're 97% successful at catching all those fires if we get them right away. Versus once they start getting big, you have a lot more explaining to do if you then try and put it out.
At Vallecito Lake, fire managers have taken the middle ground. They're suppressing the fire on one side, but letting it go on another, where they hope it'll continue to reduce dangerous fuel levels until it burns out on its own. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Durango, Colorado.